This is Karen Young, and you're listening to CJRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. In the story, we use the term anti-Asian racism. In this case, it is referring to anti-East Asian racism. As March 2021 approaches, it is nearly the one-year mark since Toronto went into the first lockdown because of the COVID-19 outbreaks. Since last spring, many Canadian researchers have been participating in COVID-19-related research projects, including our guest today. Assistant Professor Carrie Wu has been teaching at York University over the past year. He has also been studying the effects of COVID-19 on the East Asian community in North America. He recalls an experience a student shared with him last spring while he was still teaching in person.
One of my students came up and she said some people just push her, right? So that's really kind of like, let me get into this anti-Asian racism research during the pandemic.
Wu shared that incidents like this are what motivate his anti-Asian racism research.
For example, when I see those stories, for example, last year, this one woman in Vancouver bus station was punched for no reason. And so those kind of like story really hurt me, right? Even sometimes I can't sleep because I'm thinking about those kind of cases or those kind of incidents.
We spoke to him about his research over the past year. Experts like Wu describe COVID-19 as a shadow pandemic. While there are a few definitions of this term, Wu explains how this term has evolved in recent research studies.
This other research also referring to shadow pandemic as those unequal impact on those disadvantaged groups of people. But they're mostly globally because of the rise of anti-Asian hate crimes. So people more likely to refer this as the shadow pandemic. There's a lot of reasons why there's the rise of anti-Asian hate crimes during the pandemic. One reason is historically, right? It's not just like happened last year. It has been here for a long time. When there's like a disease or outbreak happened, including SARS, including the COVID-19, like, people here more likely to blame those like immigrants or Asians in particular, especially for COVID-19 because it started in China.
We discussed what can be done to alleviate anti-Asian discrimination in reporting outbreaks like COVID-19 and SARS, where early cases are traced back to Asia.
In terms of media reporting, it has to be more objective, right? Not subjective, and it has to be scientific-based or evidence-based, like all the argument. And so that's why data collection or research is very important for us, like fighting the pandemic. Not just research about where the virus coming from, but also like how to better respond to the pandemic and how people should better behave or treat each other in terms of like fighting the pandemic together, not just blame or like even do social distancing and not doing ethic distancing, right? When social distancing. So that's like research, evidence, more objective reporting, media reporting. Those efforts can help address the rise of anti-Asian racism.
In addition to objective reporting, Wu also states the importance of institutional education and socialization at a young age.
Historically, when we look at generation from one generation to another, when we look at those issues, racism, like a lot to do with early life socialization. When people form that kind of like values, identities, it's very difficult to change. So early life education, socialization also matters a lot.
Within the Asian community in Canada, there was also a mental health gap between Asian Canadians and Asian immigrants. Asian Canadians referring to those of Asian descent who were born in Canada. Asian immigrants referring to those with Asian descent who were born outside of Canada.
I have research looking how the pandemic impacted Asian community. In general, we see that Asians have better mental health prior to the pandemic. But after the outbreak started in March, that Asians, both native-born or foreigner-born, they report poor mental health. Right? So one reason is the rise of discrimination. The experience of discrimination really have impacted their mental health.
Wu shares there's still stigma about mental health in Asian culture.
In terms of culture, Asian culture, they're more likely to stigmatize mental health issues, right? So then because of those stigma, they are less likely to go out to seek help.
We discussed if language barriers could be a contributing factor to the mental health gap between Asian Canadians and Asian immigrants.
A lot of research that shows that Asians, including both native-born and Asian immigrants, they're less likely to use mental health service, right? So there are a lot of reasons people have suggested trying to explain why, right? There's several reasons. One is they could do cultural or language barriers, right? So especially for Asian immigrants, they're coming from, for example, China, Korea, and Japan, they may not, like in terms of language, they may still have kind of like barriers, right? So it providing like mental health and then, for example, access in terms of language, then probably will help. Yes, I would say will help a lot to those Asian immigrants.
In his research, Wu notes that there are different perceptions of discrimination between Asian Canadians and Asian immigrants.
So for example, in Canada, native Asians, they tend to perceive higher level of discrimination. Immigrants are less likely to kind of see certain behavior or situation or even experience as discrimination. But native-born Asians, their membership to this society, for example, a lot of locally born Chinese, Korean, they've never been to China, they've never been to Japan, Korea. So this is their home, this is their country. If they were treated unfairly in their own country, so those kind of experience could have stronger impact, negative impact on their mental health, right? Compared to immigrants coming to China, coming to Japan, for example, because they could have multiple identities in terms of nationality, right? Or they are immigrants who also tend to be healthier or stronger because younger people are more likely to migrate. They could experience discrimination differently from, for example, native-born Asians.
One of the research projects Wu is currently working on is the Asian Experience Project. The goal of this project is to look at how direct and indirect anti-Asian racism affects the Asian community in Canada. It also aims to understand more about the mental health gap between Asian Canadians and Asian immigrants.
I'm looking for example, collecting more data qualitatively, trying to talk to more people who experience, not just directly experience, for example, those anti-Asian racism, but also those people who like exposure to, for example, media stories and about racism, about anti-Asian hate crimes, and how those direct and indirect experience affect their well-being, their trust, also their like mental health or that, or physical, even physical health, and then hopefully to learn more about like how really experience racism can have huge impact.
With this project, Wu hopes to fill the gap in research on the effects of indirect anti-Asian racism.
I'm sure that a lot of people, even they have no direct experience, they see those media reports, they see those incidents from Twitter, from Facebook, those kind of experience could also impact them, but there's not too much research on those like indirect experience, and I hope to talk to those people.
Carrie Wu and his team behind the Asian Experience Project aims to develop a multilingual online reporting center and create a database for COVID-19 incidents in Canada. To learn more about the Asian Experience Project, visit trustcovid19.com. That's trustcovid19.com. This is Karen Young, and you've been listening to CJRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada. This story is the first in a four-part series reflecting on the effects of COVID-19 on Canada's East Asian community and small businesses.